Live from San Francisco on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network, you are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with your hosts, Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi.
Are you ready? Are you ready?
Let's get it on!
How's it going, everybody? Brian Alvarez here on Wrestling Observer Live. We are here every day, Monday through Friday, noon Pacific, 3 Eastern, Sundays, 3 Pacific, 6 Eastern. Sports Byline USA Radio Network, Sirius Satellite Radio, the American Forces Network, Cable Radio Network, iHeartRadio, iTunes, TuneIn Radio. This goes on and on, the most listened to daily pro wrestling and mixed martial arts radio show in the world. A lot of stuff to talk about here today. Kind of a slow weekend, however. We had UFC Fight Night from Mexico, but no WWE pay-per-views, amazingly. Shockingly, there is only one this month, the Survivor Series. Although it is a four-hour show, and if you add in the pre-show and everything else, probably a 5 or 6 hour show. But we can talk about that today, as well as the latest on Brock Lesnar. We've got a Madison Square Garden lineup, which will tell you some of the ideas of where they are going. However, as always, card and Vince McMahon's mind subject to change. But as of today, these are some of their ideas for later this year. This is the day after Christmas. We can talk about that. Former ECW, WWE star Kid Cash fought this weekend. He's actually had several MMA fights. 47 years old. His first fight in years was Saturday night, and we'll tell you what happened there. We've also got the lineup for the ROH Final Battle Show, which features the return of Jushin Thunder Liger to Ring of Honor. That's in the news today. And, of course, we will take your phone calls, emails, text messages, and more. If you want to give us a call, it is toll-free, 844-411-5411. You can send your text messages to 425-780-7566. I am at Brian Alvarez on Twitter. I'll be checking those out all day. Mike is at Sempervivi. And Sports Byline, at Sports Byline USA. Check that out. Back in a moment with Mike Sempervivi. All of the news, your calls, and more. Wrestling Observer Live, Sports Byline USA. Radio Network.
Prices are for base buildings only and may not be available in some areas.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. So call General Steel now for the quality and the price in a pre-engineered steel building that you just can't beat. That's right. General Steel can save you thousands of dollars with a pre-engineered steel building designed for your business or church. What does it mean?
How about a 5,000 square foot building for under $39,000? Don't pay more than you should without calling General Steel first.
Call 877-93-STEEL today.
And save as much as half the cost and time of conventional construction. Don't let rising steel prices put your project in jeopardy. Call now to lock in your price for 3 months.
Call 877-93-STEEL. That's 877-938-7335. Don't spend thousands of dollars more than you should. Call 877-93-STEEL.
Rebuild or replace transmission, $3,200. Anti-lock brake system, $1,000. Rebuild or replace engine, $2,400. Truth is, once your manufacturer's warranty runs out, it's all on you. Every last cent. Get protection for covered repairs with a vehicle service contract from Toco Warranty. Unlike other companies, with Toco, there's no down payment, and the monthly payments are really affordable. Not sure how long you're keeping your car? At Toco, you can pay as you go. Keep your hard-earned cash and call Toco Warranty right now at 800-222-2313 to save big money on covered auto repairs. Prices vary by vehicle, but for about the cost of a tank of gas per month, a Toco plan has your back on expensive covered car repairs. Monthly payments are very affordable. Get your free quote now. Call Toco at 800-222-2313. That's 800-222-2313. 800-222-2313. Cancellation fee may apply. Subject to eligibility. Not available in Missouri and Washington. Waiting period and deductible apply. Coverage provided and administered by Warrantech Corporation or its affiliates. Not affiliated with any manufacturer or dealership. Visit tocowarranty.com for complete terms and conditions.
If you or someone you love suffers from drug addiction, now is the time to utilize your private health insurance PPO plan. If eligible, receive up to $30,000 or more in substance abuse benefits with low or no out-of-pocket cost. We are the National Treatment Network, the premier drug and alcohol treatment referral service operating 24/7. We help connect you with facilities nationwide that accepts PPO private health insurance for substance abuse. If you have PPO substance abuse coverage and you need immediate admittance to a medical detox or residential rehab treatment center, call us now. Call our live referral helpline today. The call is free. This program is not available to Medicare or Medicaid customers.
Call 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906. That's 800-296-0906.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
We're back here on Wrestling Observer Live. Brian Alvarez here, WrestlingObserver.com. We are joined by Mike Sempervivi, also of WrestlingObserver.com. A lot of news. And man, we got to get into it, because once this election comes, man oh man, 2 days left, everybody. But in the meantime, I got pro wrestling and mixed martial arts to talk about. The non-political kind. Last night, UFC in Mexico. Tony Ferguson beat Rafael Dos Anjos via decision. Very close fight. And of course, the big question coming out of this is Tony Ferguson get a championship match, or will Khabib Nurmagomedov get it? Should he win this coming weekend? And I think the answer is clear to everybody, except people who like to argue. It's got to be Khabib. I knew it! Come on. Hey, no man who does a post-fight promo and says, Viva Mexico, that's it, I'm done. That's all he says. Should be getting a championship match.
That's all he said in English.
That's the way I call it.
Well, look, I agree, to be honest with you. And I know the knock would be, in the time that Khabib has had the three fights in 3 years or whatever it is, Ferguson's 8-0, he has laid as much of a and as good of a claim to a title shot as Khabib has. We have been waiting for those two to fight forever, and things just, you know, one way or another don't work themselves out that way. So they're both going to get their glory at some point, no matter who gets the title fight, because they're going to fight each other at some point. And even if the person that gets the title fight, you know, loses, it doesn't matter. Everybody's going to stay in the title picture, and it's a good little situation they have going on there in that division. With that said, I think it should be Khabib, because basically business, and it's probably a little unfortunate for Ferguson, and I'm not going to hold his promo last night against him. I just think you're going to get more mileage out of Khabib. Again, this is nothing against Ferguson. It does not eliminate Ferguson from any picture. I think he should still get a shot at Khabib. I think, and even if Khabib loses, he should get a shot, obviously, then at the title as well, too. That's it. But realistically, from a promotional standpoint, from a business standpoint, from a charisma standpoint, it may be unfortunate for Ferguson, but Khabib has got that in spades and has had it for a while. And I think there's more interest in seeing him fight for the title if everything came out to be even, which in a way it pretty much is right now.
It's a lot of caffeine you've had today, Mike.
I am loaded up on caffeine, actually, drinking a big old triple shot thing now.
Didn't I just say that? It's amazing.
Yes.
I can hear it. There's nothing else to talk about on this show.
No.
And what's interesting is I realize that this is everyone's favorite thing that I do. I'm going to tell you about one of my buddies and how this now pertains to all of mixed martial arts. But it is an interesting thing that a text I got from my friend last night.
Mm-hmm.
UFC in Madison Square Garden is this weekend. It's probably going to be the biggest UFC of all time. It's the most loaded lineup of all time. And it's probably going to draw the biggest buy rate of all time. But my buddy texted me, and I'm not going to mention his name. None of you know him. Never been on the show or anything like that. It's not Wang.
Would I know him?
No.
Okay.
Just a fella. And he listened to this show like very infrequently. Very infrequently. If it's a Sunday afternoon, it's on Sirius. Sometimes he'll hear it. But he certainly does not subscribe. He is not an insider. He doesn't read The Observer. He is as casual an MMA fan as there is. I shouldn't say that. He knows most of the guys. He watches the shows. But he's not like a super hardcore insider that's arguing on the underground or coming on this website and trolling people on our board or anything like that. He's just a fella. That's the point. So I mentioned I was watching UFC last night, and this is what he says. First he says, UFC sucks. I said, why do you say that? He says, too many fights and no stars. They do nothing to promote and build up to fights. He mentioned the Fertitta's getting out. He said, they got out at the right time. I don't see it growing much bigger. Oversaturation, and they pay the fighters nothing. Why do it? I was like, this is a guy who's pointing this out. A fella!
Well, and he's got to...
He's not 100% wrong. I mean, it's not like UFC's not popular. It's not like millions of people didn't watch the show last night. But it is very different now than it was a long time ago, and we're going further and further into this direction of there are shows that people do not care one bit about. Occasionally, giant events roll around, like what is coming up this Saturday. There's a UFC every single weekend until the end of the year, and believe me, everybody's not watching all of them. They're just going to be a bunch of shows. Some are going to be good. Some are going to be bad. Some are going to have good fights. Some are going to have nothing fights. You know, there are going to be people arguing over Tony Ferguson and Khabib, but to your average person on the street, they could not possibly care less who gets the next shot. They care about Conor and Ronda and maybe some other guys when they come along, John Jones probably. But that's the state that this business is in right now.
Yeah, but you know what? Stars ease a lot of that. Nobody would care. The average person isn't going to watch every show anyway. I mean, it's like everything. It's like you can be the biggest baseball fan in the world. You're not watching every single game from every single team. You're going to zero in on the team that you like or the players that you like, and you're going to just go ahead and do that. You know, we're coming from an age, you know, most of us who have covered UFC or watched UFC in Pride and other things for a long time, the events were spaced out. They were events. And then it became a business. And then basically what the UFC wanted to do was be MMA throughout the world and have, like baseball, you know, have shows every night somewhere in the world where things are happening. And you can't keep up with all of them. I don't expect anybody to keep up with all of them. But the big shows, as long as you're not watering down your big shows by not having stars, you're going to be okay. And the problem is, more than anything, they just don't have the stars. Conor McGregor, John Jones being out right now, Ronda Rousey on the way out the door. UFC has not done a good job in trying to build other people up with all of these shows, which is what you should be doing when you have all of these shows, getting experience on guys, seeing what works, figuring out personalities, figuring out how you're going to sell those personalities. And they've lost it in that way. You know, there's why George St. Pierre hasn't been welcomed back into the UFC with open arms is a problem. And I know there's contractual reasons and all that sort of stuff, but they desperately need stars. All the other stuff goes away. All the other headaches go away. As long as every 3 to 4 months, you're landing a million pay-per-view buys. That should be what you're looking for. How do we get John Jones from 700 up? How do we, although it will never work, Daniel Cormier, how can we make more people buy his fights? How can we make more people buy a Holly Holm fight? You got to figure that out. And that's the biggest thing, because, again, all of this other stuff that he said, and he's got legitimate reasons to say it, especially the money and all those other things, that's not driving fans away. That's not keeping fans away or keeping their interest down. It's just purely the lack of stars.
Person says, why can't the UFC build an audience that draws millions to their TV weekly like WWE? They do. They do draw millions weekly. They haven't done a show. When's the last time they did a show that did less than a million?
Oh, I'm sure something on. Yeah, I don't know as far as if you include prelims and things like that. But, I mean, you know, it's
there are
not,
still millions of people watching.
Yeah, you really can't compare the two, especially when the UFC, and I know it's Madison Square Garden, has got what's the gate on that show, $14 million or whatever it is, some obnoxious amount for a building that's frankly not that big. But just as an example of not building stars, Irene Aldana and Alexa Grasso, who fought last night on the show, you know, for a long time now, they've been in Invicta. They've been kind of in the UFC system for a little bit now. There's all this talk about making them stars in Mexico. Look at the Latino population in the United States. Look at how you marketed Cain Velasquez. I'm not saying it's going to be the exact same thing, but they should have been spending time building these women up to the fan base here. Again, it's just things like that where they get tunnel vision on a couple of people and that's it, when they need to build a lot of stars and get them out there to a lot of different people and get people invested in these guys and girls.
Back in a moment with more Observer Live, Sports Byline USA, Radio Network.
My joints used to kill me. I'd wake up with stiff knees and a stiff back, and it wouldn't get much better throughout the day. I went to doctors and took almost every supplement you can think of, and nothing seemed to help. Then I found something called Oil Can Joint Lubricant. They use only top-of-the-line, all-natural ingredients, and I know many companies make similar claims, but here's the big difference. Oil Can ingredients are scientifically formulated to work together faster than anything else in the marketplace. That's guaranteed. I take Oil Can every day. My knee pain was gone in just a few days. So if you have knee pain, back pain, and you tried everything, try Oil Can Joint Lubricant risk-free right now. I'm confident you'll have fewer aches and pains within days, or we will gladly refund your money. Call right now. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for prescription drugs? Well, we have great news. Now you can finally get prescription drugs at huge discounts from Canada Drug Center. That's right, the most popular drugs for cholesterol, high blood pressure, depression, diabetes, arthritis, and many more are now up to 75% off. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices when you can get brand name drugs at the lowest price? Call today and get up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs. Never pay high prices again. Get the most popular drugs at huge savings. Savings from our Canadian and international pharmacies and fulfillment centers. No insurance? No problem. Prices are so low you do not need benefits or insurance to get all your prescriptions fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting to take your call now. Order today and get free shipping. Just call 800-950-1180. Up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs and free shipping. Call 800-950-1180. That's 800-950-1180.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation
at 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895.
We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off.
Call 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895. That's 800-760-4895.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
We are back here on Wrestling Observer Live. Brian Alvarez here, WrestlingObserver.com. Mike Sempervivi, close to going out of his mind here, WrestlingObserver.com. So let's see what this caller has to say. You're on the air. What's going on?
I have a question for you. Have you seen the storyline that Alex Jones created about the UFC with Tim Kennedy and Rashad? Tim Kennedy's taken Alex Jones' supplements to get the advantage on Rashad.
Wait, InfoWars, Alex Jones?
Alex Jones has his own supplement brand?
Yeah, and Tim Kennedy is supposedly to destroy Rashad because he's on all these supplements that Alex Shin has.
Okay, this is a call I could sink my teeth into. What kind of supplements is Alex Jones selling?
He has a super male vitality, which increases your testosterone.
Super male vitality?
Right, I don't know if you've heard of that before, but supposedly, you know, it gets around, you know, it's clear about the UFC, you can take that.
Wow. You know what it means when you have a supplement that's supposed to increase your testosterone that is okayed by the UFC? You know what that means, Ryan?
What's that mean?
It means it doesn't increase your testosterone.
Well, supposedly it does because he says he gets better workouts and he has more energy now and he's pretty much guaranteeing a victory against Rashad.
Are you sure there's not just caffeine in that thing? Because that gives you more energy for your workouts.
Creatine?
I believe it's all natural.
But caffeine's not natural?
Well, I don't think it's the greatest thing for you.
But it's natural. It's not unnatural.
It's great for me right now.
Amazing that.
Actually, with Mike, it is unnatural. You're right, Ryan. All right, listen, I want to thank you very much for the call. I don't know what the hell you're talking about.
If Tim Kennedy and Alex Jones actually had some sort of relationship of any kind, wouldn't doubt that in the least.
Super male vitality. Let's go to the phones. You're on the air. What's up?
This is Jim from Virginia.
Yes, Jim.
What do you think about Sexy Star coming back to wrestling at Shimmer?
Depressed.
Oh, stop it. Depressed?
Hey, listen, I'd rather she was in Shimmer wrestling other women. How about that?
Well, she'll be wrestling women in Shimmer.
Listen, I'm going to give you the positives and the negatives because I'm a fair man, okay?
All right.
She had a match on Lucha Underground with Jack Evans, which actually was really, really good. Mm-hmm. Largely because I trained Jack Evans, I'm sure.
Right.
Now, every other match he's had has been horrible. And that is a factual statement. That's not me being not a nice guy.
Mm-hmm.
They're bad. Would someone like to call and dispute that every other match he's had has been bad? I'd be happy to listen to your opinion.
Well, you know, Brian, I like the one she had with Mariposa, you know, cheerleader Melissa, the one where she did the F-bomb. I thought that was pretty good.
Well, I don't remember.
Again, it helps who she's in the ring with there,
it might have been okay. I'll give you that much.
Mm-hmm. And the thing with at least she's not fighting, because I don't know exactly what happened with her boxing career or whatever. Not that I'm
That's
too
what
concerned
I was wanting
with
to know, Mike. What happened with the boxing career? Did she find out real sports? Real hitting was worse than, fake hitting?
I don't know about that.
She wasn't a superhero in real life?
I mean, but considering who she's married to, I'm sure she's sparred before, but there's a big difference in, it's like what CM Punk found out. There's a difference between just training to do something and then being in training to try to fight or get to a point where you're going to be a professional at it. So maybe that was it. Maybe she's going to continue on with her career doing that, but wants to wrestle as well. I don't know. But whatever it is, her being in Shimmer is by far the best thing for her because look at the quality of woman she'll be going up against in all likelihood. I don't think they'll have her in there probably too much with any trainees or young people. They may, but I have a feeling because of her status and because she's got a name and people knows who she is, she'll probably be in there with people like a cheerleader, Melissa, who are better than her, who can help her along. Because like Brian said, I mean, the matches in Lucha Underground aren't necessarily her fault because, again,
I didn't say that at all. They're mostly her fault.
Well, but the man-on-woman matches and all, they're not good. But this is by far the best thing for her.
Jim, I just want you to know that as a fan of this show, this is going to be the week for you. I want to thank you for the call. The phones, you're on the air. What's up?
Oh, this is Paul in Barbersville. How are you guys doing?
Hello, Paul. Did you hear Max Smashmaster on the show on Friday?
You know what? I've actually meaning to download that because I was on a trip this weekend, was a little tied up. So I'm behind on your podcast, unfortunately.
I want you to listen to it. It's a good one.
All right. But I will say, they just announced yesterday, there is going to be a live special on Chikartopia, an hour of power next week on November 13th. And they are going to be announcing the finals cards for the season finale, which is being held in Chicago this year. And there's also a Indiegogo fundraiser going on for a Chikara video game. So there's about a week to go on that. But I think after what happened with this year's WWE game, we could have really used some more wrestling games out there.
Dude, if the Chikara game is not as good as WWE 2K17 in terms of glitches, then I don't want to play it. So hopefully that's part of the... Go ahead.
Well, you may want to check out the trailer for it. For whatever reason, they have... in one of them, it has Amasis throwing Mortal Kombat-style fireballs.
Really?
Oh,
that's
yeah.
Awesome.
I presume he doesn't do that in real life.
I haven't seen that, but, you know, there are hours and hours of stuff on Chikaratopia, and I may have to go back to the beginning just to make sure.
Well, why don't you give a plug for this Indiegogo and everything here today?
Okay, well, you can find the link at chikarapro.com. It's actually the banner on the top of the page. They have a bunch of, or if you just go on Indiegogo and search for the Chikara Action Arcade Wrestling fundraiser. You can find it there. They have a bunch of different goodies based on what level you donate. You can get a digital copy, so you can pay for it now. You can get months of Chikaratopia on that, or 30 days. And there's also going to be a limited edition shirt that you can get if you donate to the campaign.
Look at that. Paul, I hope you get a cut from all of this. And please, please, when you go to chikarapro.com, after you're done, make sure you check out the Max Smashmaster interview on the Figure Four Daily radio show. To the phones, you're on the air. What's up?
Well, hello, Brian. How you doing?
Not as well as you and Mike, I can tell you that much.
Well, Brian.
You guys been hanging out together? What's going on?
Well, for me, Brian. Oh, by the way, folks, it's me, John from Memphis. It's been a while.
I muted Mike, Brian, on accident, so if Mike said anything, no one heard it. And I don't even know how long ago it was. Go ahead, John.
Well, it's been a good week for me, Brian, because my beloved cousin won the World Series. I went to see my grandmother, Grace, and told her the good news about that. Outside of that, I'm having a good day. I want to talk about this UFC thing that you've been talking about. I have my own theory about that. And I know you've been talking about it, but I want to put my own spin on this.
Please.
We agree that that the plateau for UFC, would you agree, is that about UFC 100, or has been the plateau of UFC? Would you agree with that, Mike and Brian?
The plateau was when?
UFC 100.
That was a plateau?
No, at the beginning, which is considered to be the plateau of UFC 100. So that's a reason why I want to know.
I need a translation, Mike.
As far as where they've gone since 100?
When did they peak? Is that what you're asking?
Yes, when did they peak?
I think it was after UFC 100. I would say it was 2010-ish.
Okay, 2010-ish. That's the reason why I'm asking you these questions.
But John. John.
Yes, sir.
John. When I say that it peaked in 2010-ish, I mean, it's not really accurate. It depends on what you consider peaking. If you're talking about, like, the pinnacle of its popularity among the largest number of people, we're probably talking 2010. Yes. But because of various television deals, and because they had Conor and Ronda, and for crying out loud, they're going to break all sorts of records on Saturday. So there's not an easy answer to this question.
Well, I got a theory about that. The reason why that's going to peak because of Saturday is just the building and the area they're going to.
Yes, there's a lot of history here, but there's history. There's Conor McGregor. There's a loaded lineup. There's all sorts of things. It is a perfect storm, John.
Yes, Brian, but hold on. I've been thinking about this, but also I've talked to friends of mine who's in the television business, and I also have a cousin that works for ESPN, and he's saying, and he tells me that it's not just UFC. It's a plateau everywhere. It's going down when you got so much access. Look at football. And I'm not just talking about pro and college. You can watch football 7 days a week. You have the oversaturation of football, and football is the king of American sports.
But not everybody's watching every game, as Mike noted.
Yes, not everybody's watching every game, but everybody's regionalized. Look at baseball.
John, hold on a second. We're going to go to commercial. I wanted to continue this after the break here because I got a lot to say about this. I'm not even a sports guy. I'm not a sports guy at all. But I have some sports theories, which I'm sure will thrill everybody. Back in a moment. Observer Live, Sports Byline USA, Radio Network. Bum stickity bum stickity bum hunt. I got that open up a pump pump, but I can feed fire cold deadly bum. Here I come, so feed the piper. I'm hyping up Pinocchio's nose, cause I'm a super califragilistic tic tac toe. I gave a oopsie daisy, now you got the crazy. Hey there, did you know that with a bachelor's degree, on average, you could make almost twice as much over a lifetime than a person with just a high school diploma? It's true. According to the 2012 U.S. Census Bureau, college grads with a bachelor's degree make almost twice as much as high school grads. Now, going back to school is easier than ever at Independence University. Log on and complete coursework from the park, or the beach, or even your couch watching the kids. And Independence University gives you the tools, a free tablet and laptop, for undergrad students to use and keep when they graduate. That's right. Get a laptop so you can go to college from anywhere. Take the first step to a new career in business, information technology, healthcare, or graphic arts. Call to find the online degree program that's right for you, and you could be on your way to increasing your earning potential.
800-797-1256. 800-797-1256. That's 800-797-1256.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 877-663-7126 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 877-663-7126 to take your call now. Call 877-663-7126. That's 877-663-7126. Again, 877-663-7126.
Tired of calls, levies, and liens from the IRS or hiring others who don't get the job done? Call Wall & Associates and you'll never talk to the IRS again. The IRS has a program to eliminate tax debt, and Wall & Associates professionals are trained to maximize its benefits for you. You always speak with a live person with real support and real knowledge. We've helped thousands of taxpayers like you settle their tax debt with the IRS for a fraction of what they owe. We solve tax problems. Call Wall & Associates now, 800-480-5708. We have the professionals who know how to solve tax problems. If you owe money to the IRS, your tax problems are not going away by themselves, and the passage of time will only make matters worse. Act now, before it's too late. Call Wall & Associates right now to speak to a professional tax relief agent. Call 800-480-5708. That's 800-480-5708. Again, 800-480-5708.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
We're back here on the show. Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. Mike Sempervivi, also of WrestlingObserver.com. I'm going to bring back our main man here in just a moment, John. But this is what I want to say before he jumps in to interrupt me here. We just had a World Series, right?
Yes.
Correct me if I'm wrong.
We did.
Okay. Game one of the World Series. Far be it from me to correct somebody that works at ESPN, mm-hmm. as someone who doesn't watch any sports. Mm-hmm. But listen to me. The first game of the World Series did 20 million viewers. And Game 7 did 40 million viewers on average, peaking at 49.9 million viewers for Game 7 of the World Series. It was the most watched baseball game since 1991, the 1991 World Series. It's now 2016. 49 million viewers. The Super Bowl this past February did 111.9 million viewers. The idea that people aren't watching TV, it's just not true. And here's the thing with UFC and also with WWE. At least with football, I know that everyone's talking about the football ratings being down. Am I the only? No, I'm not. I know I'm not the only one. This election season is crazy. It's the craziest one, maybe ever. And everybody is watching the cable news networks. When this election is over, I don't know if it's going to be immediately. I don't know if it's going to be like Wednesday, because there's going to be fallout. And the fallout may last months. And you know what? It may last 4 years. Okay? But football's probably going to go up if things slow down with this election coverage. They've got super strong competition from all of these cable networks that are running all of this programming built around the craziest election of all time. Of course, the Monday Night Football ratings are down. Now, the thing with football and baseball and a lot of these other sports is they're seasonal. Now, I understand that, you know, when baseball's over, there's, fill me in, Mike, there's like the minor leagues and then there's preseason or whatever. There's a lot of extra stuff that you can watch if you want to. Yeah. But in general, the main event, it's seasonal. You go September through January for football, and then baseball's whatever and basketball's whatever. They're all seasonal. Pro wrestling is not seasonal. UFC is not seasonal. UFC, there's like shows every single solitary weekend. And a normal person, this is not like football where it's like, okay, well, you know, during football season, you don't have to watch every game, but you're going to watch your team and you're going to fixate on your team for 3 months or 4 months or whatever it is. And then you're going to move on with your life until the next football season. But you can't do that with WWE. You can't do that with UFC. And so when they say, well, you know, we want to do 46 weekly UFC events in 2016 because we can't, there's no such thing as oversaturation. Look at football. Look at baseball. That's wrong. They don't go 46 weeks a year. So,
you're right.
So what is going to happen is exactly what is happening, which is that less and less people are going to be watching every single week. But you know what? When the big stars come along and when the big events come along, they're all going to watch in record-breaking numbers, just like what happened with baseball last week, just like what happened with the Super Bowl in February. And it will always be like that. This is not less people are watching TV and everyone's cutting the cord and people are reading books or something wacky. That's not what's going on here.
Well, exactly. And that's the biggest thing right there. And they can have 52 shows a year as long as 12 of them, really six of them, four of them, I guess is really what you want to aim for quarterly. Have a Ronda, have a John Jones, have a whoever it is. Those shows need to explode, and you need to have people on those shows, and you need to be building stars underneath those shows. Another thing, too, because it was on the cover of the New York Times, it was either this past Monday or 2 Mondays ago, about NFL and why the ratings are down. And one thing they never talk about, and this is something that wrestling and mixed martial arts and boxing are already well aware of, the amount of bootlegging that is going on now, the amount of red zone watching as well, too, which is where you can watch multiple games at one time where they'll bounce around to whichever team or whichever game is about to have a scoring opportunity. They'll cut to that. There's tons of people that watch that, and there are tons of people that are not going to spend whatever it is now, $250 if they have a satellite dish to get the NFL Sunday ticket package, or they have the ability to watch and they have the ability to stream. It's something that is not being talked about when it comes to the NFL or really any other major sports. That's something that people who know about ring sports are already very well aware of. And it's something that there's one of the big reasons, and it's not being talked about right now when it comes to the NFL.
Because I think it's overstated. That's another reason. That's another story entirely. Go ahead, John.
Yes.
First of all, Brian, the reason why the word series got over, I'm gonna answer each question.
It was history
about your. No, because it had one marquee team, actually two, that had history of being perennial losers.
Didn't I just say that in less words?
Yes, that's what you did say. That's the reason why. If you really look at the history of the Chicago Cubs, and I can't believe I'm doing this on a wrestling show, but I am. They had a history. They have had access. They were one of the first teams. Them and the Braves were one of the first two teams to actually have a national fan base. When I mean by that, they actually had, you could actually have access to the Cubs on WGN, which was one of the first superstations to watch that team.
It was the first superstation.
No.
It was the first.
WGN, first up on satellite.
No, TBS was. WTCG.
WTCG!
Yes.
All right, close enough. But, I consider myself right. Go ahead, John.
That's the reason why the Braves and the Cubs had a large fan base because of those things. And when they went to the World Series for the first time in 71 years, Brian, people got excited about that. That's the reason why.
I know. That's nothing. Right. That's exactly what I said. But my point is, when something huge comes along, everybody's going to watch it in historic numbers.
But Brian, listen. But you say it's seasonal, yes. From May to September, the regular season in baseball is very low numbers. It's regional, and that's the thing people don't realize. It's regional, and people don't watch it. Baseball is very popular regional, but not popular national. I say for mixed martial arts and combat sports in general, you got your hardcore fighters. You got your hardcore watchers, like you said. Like for me, Brian, I'm going to watch wrestling, pro wrestling, not WWE, but pro wrestling, no matter what. I buy the three different.
Yes, and we're all in a bubble.
We're all in a bubble, and most fans, like myself, who are hardcore fans, are in that bubble. I understand that, but they got people. I got friends who are outside. Ask me about the UFC New York thing. See what's so special about that, and I had to explain the history to you. And I've been watching UFC for 20 years. I used to go. I haven't watched a UFC.
But John, let me cut you off here. You know how your friends are asking you. You know how your friends are asking you about Saturday.
Yes.
Okay. That's part of the key to history, is when a big historical event is coming up, people don't like to feel left out.
Pacquiao Mayweather. Nobody should
exactly.
have bought that fight if you knew
who
anything
in the world,
about that fight.
Who in the world was going to buy Pacquiao Mayweather, except everybody wanted to be part of history?
But that's the reason why. Those are one in the, 10 years, one in two, 10 to 20 years?
Well, not one in 10 or 20, but they no. come along every few years and sometimes longer. Sometimes it's 108 years.
Honestly, thank you. But see, Brian, what I'm saying is this. It's that it's just too much oversaturation for UFC. It's too much oversaturation in sports general. It's too much oversaturation in entertainment general. It's not just that. And yes, you got certain things that are real that come along, like the election, that becomes more entertainment than entertaining than the entertainment itself. You understand what I mean? Look at
yes.
the election.
Yes.
Like you said, it's wacky. It's so wacky. If this was a story, people would not believe it. But we see it every day. If this was a sitcom, this would be the worst sitcom ever. But it
or the best.
In real life. Huh? What you say, man?
Or the best. John, listen, I got to let you go here. But we're not even disagreeing. We're not even disagreeing on any of this. All I'm trying to say is, this goes back to the whole concern about the NFL ratings. All I'm saying is that there are still hundreds of millions of people that are watching television. And cord cutting is not nearly as big as people think it is. Same with piracy. There are reasons why people drift away from things. And in the case of mixed martial arts and pro wrestling, it's oversaturation. And I just feel that sometimes things come along that have an effect on things. And to me, this election cycle is a short-term, maybe once-in-a-lifetime effect on Monday Night Football. And I'm seeing all of these people freaking out about how, oh my God, there's trouble with Monday Night Football, this institution. It's like, no, there's not!
Do you know the last time that they worried about Monday Night Football? Do you remember when that was?
I know what you're going to say, but the reality is nobody was really worried about Monday Night Football
that's true,
in the 90s.
But when it got media attention and became, you know, a story or was used to become a story, was the Monday Night Wars. And here we are 20 years later, Monday Night Football, still an institution. Now, has it been watered down with Thursday Night Football, with Sunday Night Football becoming the flagship of the NFL? Sure it has, but it's still there and it's still going.
The sky is not falling.
No,
I mean, it may be with this election, but not with football.
Well, yeah, and the election plays. I mean, look, there's natural fatigue that goes into anything, and the NFL is, you know, being king like that, there are going to be times where people do drop off a little bit. And again, when it does, I don't understand what you're saying about piracy. When it comes to the NFL, though, it is something that they are not, at least publicly, not stating as a reason for being an issue, but it is. It most certainly is. That in their Red Zone channel most certainly is. But like you said, with all of the other things, including this election that's going on, there's just going to be times like that. And it just, bottom line, as long as you have stars, as long as you have people that want to be a part of history, as well as people that you want to pay for, ultimately things will work out. If you don't have anybody that people want to pay for, you're in trouble. Look at Manny Pacquiao. Know who wanted to pay for his fight this, you know, on Saturday on pay-per-view? Bob Arum's talking about 600,000 buys. Give me a break. They'll get 60,000.
Madison Square Garden. This is the lineup for December 26th. It means nothing except this today is where Vince McMahon's brain is going. This will change 1,000 times. We've got John Cena's return from filming American Grit 2. He'll be facing Dean Ambrose and AJ in a three-way for the title. Kane versus Randy Orton versus Bray Wyatt versus Luke Harper in a four-way, which is interesting. Dolph Ziggler versus Miz in a cage match for the Intercontinental title. Rhino and Heath Slater versus American Alpha versus Usos versus Breezango for the SmackDown tag titles. Becky Lynch versus Nikki Bella versus Naomi versus Natalya versus Alexa Bliss versus Carmella for the SmackDown women's title. And we've got an eight man. Apollo Crews, Jack Swagger, and the Hype Bros versus the Ascension and the Ascension's tag team, the VOD Villains. What? Kalisto's also facing Baron Corbin. Kalisto still employed. Back in a moment, Observer Live, Sports Byline USA, Radio Network.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like they did for these Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can have your website built for free and up and running in as little as 7 days. Plus, promote your site on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call now to get your website built for free. If after 30 days you're happy with your new website, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for just one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing. Call 855-254-SITE, 855-254-SITE. 855-254-7483 or go to web.com/radio. There is no upfront charge for building the website, after which the ongoing fee applies. Rights to the website are relinquished upon cancellation unless otherwise purchased.
Pedro Fernandez here. You might know me as the host of Ring Talk Live Worldwide, but this time I'm here to talk about that four-letter word everybody dreads, pain. If you have back pain or knee pain like I do, hey, you should know about the Health Alert Hotline. I'm talking about if Medicare is your primary medical insurance, guess what? You can qualify for a back or knee brace or a shoulder brace for little or no charge. Anything to help me with the pain, hey, makes it more manageable, gets my attention, folks. I love the free delivery, and they take care of the paperwork for you. So if you have Medicare and need help for your back, ankle, knee, or shoulder, guess what? Give the Health Alert Hotline a call, toll-free, 1-800-428-1570. 1-800-428-1570. You can qualify for a back or knee brace or a shoulder brace for little or no charge. 1-800-428-1570. The Health Alert Hotline. 1-800-428-1570.
Do you use the blue pill to charge your sex life? Have you been thinking about trying the blue pill? What if we can promise you the same results for less than $3 a pill? If you're paying $20 a pill for the other pills, you're getting taken to the cleaners. Our pill delivers the exact same results for less than $3. We'll do the math for you. You'll save more than $16 a pill for the same results. Want more? We'll give you 40 blue pills or 40 yellow pills for $99 and add 4 more pills free. You save more than $500. You don't have to be a rocket scientist to know what to do next. You need to call and get your 44 pills for just $99. Stop overpaying for the other blue pills. Call us and start saving a ton of money for the exact same results. Ordering is fast and easy with your pills delivered to your door in a non-marked package. 800-223-0992. 800-223-0992. 800-223-0992. That's 800-223-0992.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Kid Cash had an MMA fight this weekend, 47 years old, and unfortunately TKO 39 seconds into the first round. But hey, he got in there, so good for him. We have the final battle, Ring of Honor final battle, December 2nd from the Manhattan Center. Very quickly, the lineup. Kyle O'Reilly versus Adam Cole, if Adam Cole is still the champion for the world title. Dragon Lee versus Bobby Fish for the television title. Briscoes versus Young Bucks for the tag team title. The finals of the ROH World Six-Man Tag Team Championship Tournament. We have the debut in Ring of Honor of Cody, who is officially listed as Cody Rhodes, which I don't think that'll last long. Jay Lethal will be there. Jushin Thunder Liger will be working the show. Colt Cabana, Jay White, and many more. That's Friday, December 2nd. We'll be talking about it a lot here on this program leading up to that. And we're out of time for today. I want to thank everybody for listening. We'll be back tomorrow with a brand new show. We're here every day, Monday through Friday, noon Pacific, 3 Eastern. Sundays, 3 Pacific, 6 Eastern. Daily replays at 5 Pacific, 8 Eastern. The entire lineup is available at sportsbyline.com. If you head into the schedule area, you can listen live there. You can listen live at WrestlingObserver.com. You can listen live on TuneIn Radio for your smartphone, searching Sports Byline USA. And we also have commercial-free replays for subscribers at WrestlingObserver.com. That's in addition, by the way, to 8,500 radio shows, 15 new subscriber-only shows every week, including another one coming up tonight, The Brian and Vinny Show. Should be a lot of fun, so check it out. And that is it from here. We'll talk to you again next time. Thanks, Mike, everybody at Byline, Wrestling Observer Live, Sports Byline USA, Radio Network.